Blast.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama introduced his new deficit reduction plan to America. The president says he wants to raise taxes on the richest Americans. Well, you thought Donald Trump hated him before. Oh, my God. Actually, one part of President Obama's plan I thought was very interesting. He's calling on all Americans to have more grandchildren. See, because the more of them there are, the easier it will be for them to pay off our $14 trillion debt.
There's Jay Leno with a little fun being poked at the top two items on the countdown this week, the soaring deficit and the battle over the budget. Doug Steffen here with a review of Talk Radio and Talk Television. This is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the radio, we review the hot hits from this past week, which ends on the 15th of Friday. Here's a rundown of the top 10 determined by the staff of Talkers Magazine, which is the big premier publication in the talk radio industry. The sports talk radio, the NBA, number 10, I guess Kobe Bryant is in there. Number 9, Major League Baseball and the Barry Bonds trial, him being found guilty of one count. Dancing with the Stars at number 8. The number 7 position occupied by the price you're paying for fuel, the TSA pat-down, ridiculous. These people are out of control. And the 6-year-old girl pat-down is the reason for the focus this week. Number 5, who's running for president on the GOP side? Number 4 is the situation in Japan. Number 3, Libya and generally the unrest in the Middle East. Number 2, the soaring deficit. And number 1, how to fix the deficit, the budget situation, the budget battle, as it's been called. So let's move into a conversation. Tom Becca from KFAB, our affiliate in Omaha, he talks about the president's budget speech and how he believes that the president is right.
While the president was speaking about making cuts and while the president was speaking about raising taxes, in the back of my mind, I kept hearing... love this song. And by the way, whenever I wanted something as a kid, my dad would tell me, wait, you can't always get what you want. I was so glad when the Rolling Stones did a song with that, because I heard it so much as a kid growing up. Anyway, because that really is the one thing, as you hear what the president said, and now you hear all the reaction there, as every presidential wannabe speaks out, as every senatorial wannabe speaks out, as every congressman and senator speaks out, and every talking head and radio talk show host speaks out, and everybody has their agenda, everybody has their ideas, everybody has their vision of what's going to be great for America and how we're going to solve this problem. Let's face it, we're not all going to get what we want. Now, look, you know I'm not a big fan of new taxes. I think we should revamp the entire tax code and be a fair tax for everybody. The same percentage for everyone. No matter what, or the national sales tax. So that you pay for the stuff that you buy, you know, you pay the tax then. I like that idea. So my ideas on the tax code are substantially different than what President Barack Obama, or for that matter, many of the Republicans want. I'm probably not going to get what I want for the tax code. The idea here of cutting $4 trillion over 12 years, when we're doing, like, a $1 trillion deficit every 15 minutes to get rid of that $4 trillion over 12 years almost sounds a little bit too little, too late. I'd like to see more. The stuff that Barack Obama wants to cut, the stuff the Senate wants to cut, the stuff that you want to cut, the stuff that I want to cut, the stuff that we don't think we need, we're all going to differ on that. And as I'm listening to this and I'm watching the speech, I got to think to myself, you know, we've all got to realize this going in. Because I know the traditional talk radio show host, matter of fact, I got a memo today from the talk radio commissioner. You know, we get the daily memos from the commissioner of talk radio saying, Tom, please be predictable in what you have to say as a talk radio host. Remember, whatever Barack Obama said was wrong. You know, that's what talk radio does, right? I mean, that's just, you know, and I'm just saying, as I'm watching the guy, it was a great speech. I don't agree with all of it, but it was a great speech. He was talking about his vision of America. He was talking about what he believes America should be. He was talking about the greatness of this country. In many ways, although the politics are different, in many ways, it was almost a very Reagan-esque speech. And as I'm listening to him talk, I'm thinking, boy, the far left is going to hate a lot of what he has to say. And then he starts talking about raising taxes. And I'm thinking, boy, the far right is going to hate a lot of what he has to say. And then I'm thinking about that song. Keeps playing in my head once again. As I'm thinking about the far left is going to hate what he's saying. The far right is going to hate what he's saying. And maybe that's it. Maybe that is the answer here. And maybe the Republicans and the opposition can posture, and those on the far left, the Dennis Kucinich of the world, they can all posture, and they can all raise hell about it, and they can all complain, and they can all say, no, the cuts go too deep, or the cuts don't go deep enough, and they can say, oh, the taxes are too high, oh, no, the taxes aren't high enough, and they can do all the posturing in front of the TV cameras, and they can do all the posturing in front of their constituents, and their Twitters and their Facebook pages can say all of that, but the reality is this, we've got to get this under control. And the president was right.
All right, there's Tom Becker, and you understood his thinking. It sounds to me to be on pretty firm ground, actually, with his thought process. The far right, maybe the president is smarter than... I don't know if I think it was a great speech or even a good speech. I listened to part of it. I don't find myself inspired by him because I don't think he's inspiring. But that's just me. He's right about some things, and that's the way it is with all of us. No matter what it is you're talking about, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. And so that's why we're having this conversation, to find the middle ground if we can. Your calls and comments will be invited as we can squeeze them in here and there, 800-510-8255. You're listening to the weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. That program's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Our focus here is on budget. Let's listen now. We heard from Tom Becker a few minutes ago. On the other hand, here's host Howie Carr getting pretty angry about the president. He was so angry he couldn't watch the speech or listen to it, so he says.
I couldn't watch that whole speech. I tried. I tried my best to watch the speech. But I was my blood pressure was rising. I was about to catch fire, as a matter of fact. I was so PO'd at that crap he was dishing out. And I missed this. I missed this whole thing until I read it this morning in my colleague's column in the Herald, Michael Graham. Spending reductions in the tax code. Spending reduction in the tax code. We've got this sound cut here. He's talking about raising taxes, and he's calling it spending reductions in the tax code. The fourth step in our approach is to reduce spending in the tax code.
The first step in our approach is to keep annual domestic spending low by building on the savings that both parties agreed to last week.
Yeah, $352 million.
That step alone will save us about $750 billion over 12 years.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Go on. That's not the part.
Second step in our.
No, we want the fourth step.
Additional savings in our defense budget.
We need the fourth step.
Now, as Commander in Chief, I have no.
Okay.
Well,
hold on. We'll get it. When we get to the fourth step, we'll come.
So this is my approach to reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the next 12 years. It's an approach that achieves about $2 trillion in spending cuts across the budget.
Spending cuts, right.
It will lower our interest payments on the debt by $1 trillion. It calls for tax reform to cut about $1 trillion in tax expenditures, spending in the tax code.
Spending in the tax code.
And it achieves these goals while protecting
the middle
class,
in the tax code.
Protecting our commitment to seniors and protecting our investments in the future.
Spending in the tax code. That's what he calls the tax increase on every. By the way, if you make $250,000, you are now either a millionaire or a billionaire. That's an amazing thing. I guess he's counting on that hyperinflation that we've been hearing so much about. Spending reductions in the tax code. That's a tax increase. Now, no wonder nobody caught it though, because it doesn't. It makes no sense. It's just nonsense. You have to try to parse the sentence to try to figure out what the hell he's talking about.
All right. So Howie Carr didn't like the speech. There's nothing new. Anybody who listens to that, nothing new about that approach. All right. Here's another radio host named Tommy Tucker who talks to one of his callers. The caller thinks everybody complaining about the budget plan, the president's budget plan, is proof that we've become pretty selfish.
Richard, thanks for calling.
You were asking what kind of society we've become. We've become basically a selfish, self-centered society. I mean, everybody, I mean, it's kind of obvious just with the, if you watch the news, anything, even the politicians, you know, everybody's trying to collect all their nuts and keep them to themselves, which is, you know, nothing wrong with that. You know, if you work hard, you should be able to keep what you get. But there are people out there like, I just, for instance, some of these congresswomen, men and women who fought against the government health plan, but then signed on to a government health plan. You know, things like that. They want what they can get, but they don't want anybody else to get what they can get. So, you know, we've just turned into a such a selfish, keep everything you got, don't give anything away, which, you know, I'm not saying work and give all your money away, because that's stupid. But we do have to help other people, but we don't. And anybody that says you might have to, or, you know, we're going to help other people, no, why? There are people out there that abuse the system every way you turn, but there are people out there that need help.
Do you think in any way, somehow, there's a mindset among the middle class to punish the poor out of envy for the rich, as illogical and strange as that may seem?
Well, hold that thought. Hold on to that thought. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household." That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's now 23 minutes after the hour, listening to the Talk Radio Countdown. And this edition is a review of all of the top 10 hits being discussed on the radio and on television. And I said, when I was listening to that last piece from Tommy Tucker, the caller who thought everybody, anybody who complains about the president's budget plan is proof we've become pretty selfish. There's something to be said for that, and you may or may not want to react to that. We can squeeze your call in and come back to this if you would like. 800-510-8255. It is kind of crazy, and we have become very entitlement-oriented. Listen to some of the people when you hear some of the It does sound foolish. The people who 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago would have had really no standing. What happened to fixing your own problems? Yes, there are people, and there are many of them who need our help. Collectively, a society needs to help those who can't help themselves. But we ought not to be. We can't survive as a society that's productive if we continue to give things, to hand out things to people who don't deserve. And then you get into this whole discussion about who decides. There are tests, but there's just so much government everywhere, it almost seems unstoppable. I think that's what's so frustrating about all of this stuff. The discussion of how much really has been cut. Is it really $400 billion or close to it? Whatever. This, people say that over 10 years, $38 billion this time, and it may only be $400 million. And so that's the thing that really makes this a difficult, very difficult thing to fathom. And I think that, frankly, the president counts on that because he knows people aren't as smart now as they used to be. And they aren't as self-reliant as they used to be. And I think that's partially what many of the hosts are talking about. At what point do you just say no? Stop. Remember Mrs. Reagan? Just say no. 800-510-8255. Okay. We have up next, sort of moving up the chain here a little bit, the focus on Libya. Here is radio host Charlie Parker working over or talking to Courtney Keeley from Fox about the airstrikes. U.S. is still involved. Did you know that? We're still there.
Courtney, apparently the United States, despite the fact that they had been saying that they were not taking place in any of the airstrikes in Libya, apparently have still been doing so.
Yes. I don't know the exact wording of what they said, that we weren't doing anything, but it was clear we still were involved. It has been clear we've still been involved. And even just the mere fact that we fund a lot of NATO's activities means that we've been financially involved in all of this. However, we're not nearly taking the front as we did in the very beginning.
I agree, and I don't have the wording either. We're not taking the front, but 35% of all air missions over the past 10 days, 35% is still a pretty substantial number.
Yes, and also what's substantial is the fact that, like I said, a lot of money goes to NATO and we're involved whether people like it or not. The other issue is really also that it's not working.
Not working at all, I would say. Because things haven't changed there from day one, really, have they?
Well,
this
is more a philosophical question. They did keep Eastern Libya from turning into a bloodbath. I do believe that. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. Benghazi has not been overrun. Tobruk has not been overrun. There is a fledgling government there that is still trying to get international recognition. That did work. Whether you agree that that should have been our role or not, it did work.
Okay. All right. Now, on to Egypt. Under one form or another, Mubarak and his sons are in some type of detainment.
Yes. Fascinating stuff, because this could be the first time an Arab country tries its own rulers. Didn't happen in Iraq under Saddam Hussein, even though he was tried and hanged. It was done internationally.
Ah, there's an idea. But that thing is still to play out. You got to keep your eye on that. Meanwhile, we're up to, we've talked about number five, the presidential hopefuls, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Opening up your mind to what's going on in the world of talk radio. These are the charts for the week of April 11th to the 15th. At number 10, Kobe Bryant in the NBA. Number 9, I guess, Barry Bonds in the Major League Baseball action. Dancing with the Stars, number 8. Oil prices, number 7. The frisking of the child by the TSA, number 6. Now, number 5, the presidential hopefuls. I'm going sort of backwards, forwards, and around here, and I think this is pretty interesting. A lot of conversation about this week. And here's an example of it. Talk host Fred Dickers here speaking, actually, to the Donald, who's given us one of the first major sound bites of the campaign for next year, and he hasn't even really announced officially he's running.
Let me ask you about the, dramatic differences in American attitudes towards the president that are race-based. There was a Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it's New York voters, and it said, do you approve or disapprove of how President Obama is handling the presidency? 42% of whites approved, but 53% disapproved. He was losing whites, but amongst African Americans, 95% approved, just 4% disapproved. Do you think to some degree that that's a factor now that's creating a new kind of level of racial tensions in America? And are you concerned at all about that? Because this question of the president's birth has been, I think recently as yesterday, cited by the African American governor of Massachusetts as he claimed it was tinged with racism.
Oh, well, I can tell you it's not. And I think it's a pretty sad poll when you see that. And look at Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did so much for the black population, so much, and she got very few votes. So then you'll hear a political reporter. Look, I tell it like it is. Then you'll hear a political reporter go on and say, had nothing to do with race, but how come she got such a tiny piece of the vote? And it's, you know, it's a very sad thing. I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks. But unfortunately, it seems that, the numbers that you cite are very, very frightening numbers.
Yeah, I mean, one would always hope that votes are on the basis of merit, not on race or anything else that's not related
to
it.
Well, if that were the case, how come Hillary Clinton did so poorly?
No, but clearly was a racial pride vote to some degree, and they can certainly understand that. I mean, Barack Obama is a remarkable figure, an African-American in a literal sense, and a historic figure in that sense of having become president. You think it's possible that Donald Trump, should you run for president, a guy who comes out of the business world, who's had a lot of financial dealings that would be scrutinized, could ultimately win with the American people?
Well, I think if I run, I really think that I would have a very good chance of winning. And I actually think, and I'll go a little bit different, I'll go counter, I actually think it's harder to win in the primaries than it is to win the general election against Obama. I think he's done such a bad job. I think he's been such a terrible president that I really believe that if I were chosen to run against him, I would win.
There you go. Donald Trump, who has yet to officially announce that he's running for president, that's because he's saving it for some big ratings. According to Newsmax, the Donald is planning to make his run official during the finale of Celebrity Apprentice, which will be on the air May 15th. He'll then hold a news conference a couple of days later at the Trump Tower in New York. That's the word on that. 800-510-8255. Trump says he has a great relationship with the blacks. You want to hear that one more time? Michael, play that cut one more time.
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
All right. How do you take that? 800-510-8255. All right. Moving on to radio host Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmore talking to a caller who says if it comes down to a choice between Trump and Obama, he will not vote.
Here is Will. Hi.
I guess I was just calling about the conversation regarding Donald Trump. I think it's just my personal opinion. I think people are just so fed up at this point that they would vote for anybody. including your grandmother. I mean, they'd vote for anybody at this point. So,
wow.
So I think that's probably more it. I think people are just fed up with politics in general. I wouldn't go as far as saying that I would vote for him.
Right.
But I'm not sure. I know I wouldn't vote for Obama.
When you compare Trump's appearances the last couple weeks on all the chat shows, as they like to say, versus that stiff piece of junk that Mitt Romney put out, his little announcement, I believe in apple pie in America and all the good things that have made our country great for 200 years, including individual responsibility and taking care of, oh, my God.
I agree. I mean,
there's just no way.
So wait a minute. You just said you couldn't vote for Obama again and you don't think you could vote for Trump. What if that is, in fact, your choice? What if your choice is going to be between Donald Trump and Obama? Will you pull the lever, punch whatever for Donald Trump?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think I would. I'd just let the folks in Ohio, the voters that are dead in Ohio, pick. I don't even feel like my vote makes a difference anymore at this point. You know, it's sad, but I don't think it makes a difference. I think Trump right now, you know, he plays up to what it is that he's doing, and I think he's doing a good job. And quite frankly, that's what any politician does. I mean, so I don't think Obama is any more intelligent than Trump, and quite frankly, I think it's the opposite. I think Trump's got him on that.
So we're looking for a world-class panderer is what we're looking for.
I think we're just looking for somebody with common sense. That's all I want.
I apologize for using this word, but again, we love politicians who are whores. Just be the biggest whore you could possibly be.
And apparently, in Trump's case, he doesn't necessarily have to go out and pander for extra money.
No, he doesn't need a dime.
He's got everything.
He's got the American dream. He has everything. So are you with this fella? If it's Trump or Obama, you stay home? How does that fix the problem? The primaries. And interestingly enough, Trump has been talking about that, how that's really where you have to do your work, because that's really the important election, the primary election. Here are hosts Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talking about Bill O'Reilly debunking many of the myths about President Obama, which he did the other night.
One of the reasons I don't like watching Fox all the time, especially with their morning show, Fox and the Friends, and you know all the Friends are going to be, you know what they're going to say. You watch Sean Hannity, you get Hannitized. You just know where he's going to be coming from on each and every issue. And I think one of the reasons why Bill O'Reilly does very well on that station, and I think he's the king of cable when it comes to the news, besides Jon Stewart, of course, is because every once in a while he'll surprise you, and you expect him to bash the president, and then he turns around and does something that kind of defends the president, and that's exactly what he's doing here. Donald Trump, by the way, when it comes to GOP, is now tied for first when it comes to people in Iowa saying, who would you vote for? I'd vote for Donald Trump. That blows me away right there, a new poll just out. But so Donald Trump going after Barack Obama about his birth certificate, and so Bill O'Reilly said, look, if Donald Trump sent some investigators over there, I'm going to send some investigators too. And talking points, we're going to be culture warriors here. We're going to check out his body language, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and so Bill O'Reilly went through all of the myths, and he did a Your Thinking for you.
Ida, the president has not released his academic transcripts. True. His records from Occidental College, Columbia University, and Harvard Law School have not been made public, and a president could do that if he wanted. Item, his thesis from Columbia has not been made public. False. He didn't do a thesis. Item, President Obama has not released his law practice client list. True. But I don't know many lawyers who would, citing the privacy of clients. Item, no birth certificate has been made public. True. But the state of Hawaii has once again said Mr. Obama's birth certificate is on file. A certificate of live birth has been released. Fact of investigation also showed Mr. Obama was born in a Honolulu hospital, and we stand by our reporting. Item, there is no record of baptism. True. No such document is in the public domain. Item, Michelle Obama lost her law license. False. She currently has an inactive law license. Item, Mrs. Obama has more assistants than other first ladies. False. She has about the same number Laura Bush had, approximately 20. Item, Barack Obama received foreign student aid while in college. False. Somebody just made that up.
Is Bill O'Reilly. That actually was pretty interesting. I thought that was a pretty interesting piece. I happened to watch it the other night. What about you? 800-510-8255. Yeah, for somebody who is predictable, he's not that predictable. That is what you expect. You kind of almost get a fair shot from O'Reilly. Maybe those guys are right. Maybe that's why he has the ratings that he does. Few of your calls on the presidential situation. Who's running? Who would you like to see run? We'll take a few calls on that here on our countdown as time allows. It's 17 before the hour.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
800-510-8255, a discussion of the hot hits this week in talk radio, and we are on the presidential campaign, and Mike in Wilmington has a thought, so you may exchange that with us. Mike, please go ahead. You're on the air live.
I just think it's about time we put a business person in office.
All right, sir, you left your radio on, so we've confused the audience by having our screener ask you, and this is true of every talk radio program, when you go on the air, you got to turn your radio off because there's a 7-second delay and it confuses people. Part of this program's job, I guess, is to educate you. If you want to participate in programs like this, always turn your radio off because that's the result of what happens if you don't. Bob in Missouri, hoping Ron Paul is in the race.
There's only one Republican that I would even consider voting for. And if he doesn't run, that is Ron Paul. And if he wouldn't be the nominee, I'll vote third party like I have the last time around. I think he's highly qualified. He's a conservative. He's shown. You can look at his voting record, and it's excellent. I mean, he's for reducing this military that's gotten way out of hand. He just makes good common sense.
He sure does, and I'm with you, I think, sir. Of all the people who have popped their head up or maybe possible candidates, he may be a good one. He and Trump has a lot of common sense as well. This Bertha thing, though, is just crazy. That, I think, is a knock against him. 800-510-8255. Deborah, listening to to TNJ in New Jersey. Here we go.
In terms of the current Republican slate, I wouldn't be interested in any of them. They're totally pro-establishment. They constantly toe their party line. I would like to see Congressman Ron Paul, who has been, I think he speaks truth to power. The fact that he guides his policies and proposals by the Constitution and what the Founding Fathers' concept of government was, I think that's very important. I also would like to see somebody like the former Senator Chuck Hagel from Nebraska. He served in Vietnam. He knows what war means and what it gets us into, the killing involved. And I think that he's a stand-up person for truth and honesty, more of what the people need, not party platforms.
Truth, justice, and the American way. I always say WTNJ. I don't know why I do. It's VNJ, the voice of New Jersey. All right, ma'am, thanks for that call. 800-510-8255. Move to Maine now, where Duke is listening.
I myself would like to see somebody run on either side that is the ordinary working man, somebody that has not been a career politician, somebody that knows what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck, to lose your job, to go without. There's a lot of unemployed hard-working people out there that would love to have the job and probably would take it for half the money on anything. I don't know of anybody in particular yet, but I'm sure that there must be somebody there. You know, I feel that here's a chance for somebody to step up to the bat. I'd like to see somebody who's been there, not born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and know what it's all about.
All right, Sam in San Diego, hit it.
I don't think the Republicans have produced somebody who can be any match for Obama. I think you have to remember Obama inherited such a mess. And I think for the cards he was dealt, he's done a really good job. And I think that also the Republicans are just like, anything Obama says, they just, whether he's right or wrong, they want to counteract him and try to make him look bad, even if he makes the right decision. Like when with the Libya crisis, first thing they're like, oh, we got to go in there. Then as soon as he goes in, they're like, no, we shouldn't go in. I think right now, as far as I can tell, Obama is doing a great job, and I don't think a Republican has been produced yet to counter his presidency.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Slaves to fill the sea with the moon.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, a new poll out today shows that only 19% of Americans strongly approve of Obama's performance. The other 81% don't own gas stations. So I guess
all right, the price of gasoline is in the focus, 800-510-8255. Let's begin our overview. We have time for a couple of different excerpts from a couple of different programs here from Fox, Jenna Lee and Rick Leventhal talking about the cost of gas now and what it was a year ago.
The average cost of a gallon of unleaded regular, now $3.77 a gallon. That's 91 cents higher than a year ago, and surely y'all feel that. Rick Leventhal is live at a gas station in Manhattan. What are we seeing here now?
The last two vehicles are filled up, spent $70 on 17 gallons of gas. The price in New York, higher than it is across the country in most cases. A gallon of regular full serve here, $4.13.9, and all the way up to $4.43 for the Ultra. But you mentioned the average cost of a gallon, $3.77, 22 cents more than it was just 1 month ago, and almost a dollar more, $2.86. 1 year ago today. So a dramatic difference in the prices. A lot of the drivers, as you can imagine, very upset about paying so much more at the pump, really feeling the pinch. Listen.
We work from 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 p.m. and we can't make money. And the money going to the gas, going to the insurance, we can't make any money.
If it reaches like $5, it'll be a nightmare.
And according to most major gas retailers, gas sales have actually fallen slightly for the past 5 straight weeks, Jenna. That's the first time that's happened since November. Clearly, the higher prices are having an effect on the pumps.
And not only there, Rick, you know, economists have so many different theories, right, about what this really means for the economy overall. What are they telling you about a so-called trickle-down effect?
Yeah, it has a ripple effect, economists say, on other spending. You know, the drivers have to get the money for the gas, and that has to come from somewhere. So if they're spending more here, then they may be spending less on going out to dinner or going to the movies or even paying their electric bill. So the other issue here, Jenna, is that half the money that comes in for fuel actually goes out to other countries like Saudi Arabia. So it's not like the money's staying at home. Half of it is leaving.
All right. Now to round this discussion out, talk host Jimmy Barrett and Sam Mimolo talking about what people can do, what you can do to save money as the gas prices go up.
What do you think, $5 a gallon this summer?
Well,
if things keep going the way they're going in the Mideast and the unrest there in Libya, I believe you're going to see the speculators push the price of crude oil way up. So we could be looking at $5.
Yeah. It's getting painful to fill up. You know, on average, not for me. I've got a crossover. What did I spend? I think the last fill up was like $60, maybe $61. You know, when you're spending $60 to fill up the car, it gets your attention.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It cuts into a lot of the other things you do with your money. And I drive a diesel pickup truck. It's a heavy truck and heavy duty. And diesel fuel here in the Atlanta area is in excess of $4 a gallon. 35-gallon tank, you can do the math.
Yeah. It's painful.
You know, there are some things we can do ourselves. Obviously, you don't want to spend money to save money. So things you can do yourself. Tire pressures. You know, a lot of people laughed at the President of the United States when he talked about tire pressure saving millions of gallons of fuel. But, you know, that's one of those things where he was accurate. And I know it's inconvenient today because the self-service gas stations, a lot of them don't have air. If they have air, it's a pay to use air. And sometimes they're vandalized. They don't work. But the bottom line is look at your owner's manual. Look at the sticker on the inside of the door jamb. That's your tire inflation. You want to be at a minimum there. So if it says 30 PSI on all your tires, including your spare, that's what you want to do. And, you know, buy a decent tire pressure gauge. You can buy one at any good auto parts store for around $8 to $10. If you can keep your tire pressure up, several things happen, by the way. When the price of fuel goes up and the price of crude oil, we have to look at everything around us that's made of petroleum products. It'll scare you when you start thinking about it. But your tires are expensive. So when you run them underinflated, and people do. I ride down the road, and I see soft tires all the time because of...
You wear them out.
Right. You wear them out, and your car doesn't handle good. You can get... The tires can get overheated and cause a blowout, but it'll really improve your fuel economy. That's the first thing. Tire pressure should be first and foremost. The next thing is the air filter element in your vehicle. You know, the engine's an air pump. It's got to breathe. And most filters, not all, but most of them, people can change themselves. They're fairly easy. You can buy them at any parts store. You can buy them at the big box stores at discount prices, you know, popular brands. Change the air filter element because that allows the air coming into the engine to be filtered. And if it gets dirty, it's like a furnace filter. You don't get any airflow in your house. You get the AC on, the vents cold, but the house is hot. So change that air filter. They range anywhere from $6 to $20, and that's the best thing you can do under your hood.
Great advice. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. Thank you for being here. Talk Radio time is 59 past the hour.